This is Tuesday, November 14th. This is a meeting of the Utility Advisory Board for West Lynn. I am Bill Frazier, the chairman, and we'll go around the room.
I'm John Miller, on the board.
I'm David Baker, I'm on the board as well.
I'm Amit Armstrong, UAB.
Amy Pepper, Senior Project Engineer. I'll probably be staffing this board from now on.
Good. Alice Richmer, UAB. Brenda Perry, Council Liaison.
Two people missing. Thank you. Should go on to the minutes of the last meeting, which I hope you've all read and digested. So are there any additions or corrections or additions that you want to bring up and put on them later on for the meeting? Anybody have anything you want to pick up? Taking a few minutes to look at?
I'm glad we have them, because if we didn't, I was going to actually bring this up, if I may, put it in the file maybe, that was for the tour, for the October Boston tour, and I wanted to call you people. This is what I ended up to your house, if you remember, just the day before you were taking off. And I realized I don't have it. I have all of the previous two these years since 2006. And apparently 2010 was the last one that we had everybody's information. And so I said, well, the hell with it. So it does help to have the phone number, or I have Ed, I have David's, and I had John's. And so, previously, because they were also into the list. And I think this kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? It is, a phone number is more important in my book than an email. In email, you can send it to somebody. And if they don't get to it immediately or something, it's passé. A phone call, you leave a message. Sooner or later, the message is going to get being answered.
So you're going to have this list attached to each time we get these things back.
Yes. Yeah, did you see what I'm saying? So, don't you have it? Yeah. So something, it just came just this time. Because when I went to the
fix
city.
It on that too, and then you can fix it on that. Okay, well, I think that's a good point. I think that now we've got it, it's a little bit easier. I know Alice does not do email, so there's ways of getting information to you. But phone's good, and the post office still works.
Sure, I would move to approve the summary notes from August.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion about the notes and their content? We have a motion to accept them as written on the floor. No discussion. All those in favor of accepting these minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Anybody abstaining? Let it show that the minutes were passed and accepted as written. Okay. Water usage and review, revenue review. I think I'll pass that over to Amy. You've got some nice information. We've seen this before, so I'm very glad to see another one. I think I can figure it out from the way it was simply set up. So if you'd like to take us through it in a few minutes, that'd be great.
Well, unfortunately, Lauren did not prep me on any of this. And so This is the first time I've seen it as well. I was under the impression that...
What, has it changed from the previous one?
There has been updates, although I don't recall what is updated.
She should have it in another ink.
Wow. And her email that she sent out didn't have any preface or details about it either.
Let's see.
But I'd like to know what's changed in here.
Yes, and I don't know about that.
We've got some 2017.
You want me to give you? You want me to hand over the previous one? I believe this was in August. Here, you. But.
Well, I had a few, while you're working up that, thinking about it, I have a few things that I just sort of looked at and said, well, what's that about? And if you look at, if I can find it here, if you're down about the first third, under requirements, There's a line that goes along and it starts out, debt service, new issues. It starts up in the 280, suddenly drops to 130, 140. I guess I have to admit I don't quite know what's going on there. Can anybody help me?
Debt service, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
New issues?
Yes.
Okay. And so you're saying fiscal year 16, 37, and then it's 280 and 17?
Yeah, at the end of fiscal year 16, this started up. It was new issue, then it's 280, and then suddenly it drops. And maybe they've paid off more of it and can get a better interest rate. I don't know. Just curious as to what.
So why it goes down here and all the way across?
And then there's nothing. It says paid off.
If it's any help,
year 2017. Is that what we're talking?
Help, Lauren is upstairs in the budget meeting. She can't get away, but I can certainly go
well,
up and
let's
take
capture
questions.
Questions and anybody's like my confusion, anybody's question, or you know, what's this telling us?
And then I'll pop upstairs and just ask her.
Are we talking about still the depth area?
This, yes, this.
Oh, the one over there. But it says in here we paid it for that one.
That's for this one.
That was the one above. Yeah, I can see it going along. The 804 is the last payment. Then we dropped to the new one, just 280. But it just seems odd that it would suddenly change the value. And then it goes up to $140 and just sits there. It's a small pick, but I was just working through the thing that, you know, you go through something and say, well, why the change? What happened? And there may be a bond issue that now operates in a different way than I'm expecting.
So I can't speak to that. That has not changed from the previous presentation that she gave in August. So that's something we'll definitely have to follow up with her. It looks like what she has done is updated the fiscal year 2017 year-end values. Now that the year is over, she's updated those to actually be probably more like what they actually are. Instead of in August, they were probably some assumptions made about what our year.
I'm sorry, I missed what was the line item?
So in column fiscal year 17.
Okay.
I think she's updated those to be more what our actuals were, and
because
then that's filtered in through.
It's later on in 17.
Yeah, We've had some audits done and the bills.
It's in the millions, right?
Yes.
Bolton Reservoir is essentially done. Have you driven by it? Anybody looked at it? The lions are out front.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where?
Bolton.
Well, the Bolton Reservoir, our brand new Bolton Reservoir. And I think the lions are from the old high school. They're sort of recumbent lions.
Wow. What part? Because I rode my bike up by it on Sunday.
Well, it's on the skyline, you know, the main road that goes right by them.
Right, okay.
By the gate.
Yeah.
Right there at the gate. I didn't see that.
So it's right on the gate post. There's one on each post.
I saw that.
Okay.
So they didn't know what to do with my post. It's a sidebar anyway.
Well, it's good.
I thought they were stolen, those old ones. Mm. So how did they reappear?
No, we purchased new ones.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
That's a side, but well, as you get questions for this at any time, you're looking it over, finding anything that you don't like. It doesn't have to be this meeting or nothing. We're not approving anything. We're just trying to track several things I would point out that I was looking at is the increase is 5% all the way along. We had a lot of effort when we said, what about the jump to 18% if we weren't catching up? And what we're getting, the message is, if you stay at 5%, everything's really pretty good until you're long after I'm dead, and so that'll be somebody else's job to fix
what
out.
What is that?
This one is right here.
When is that?
37.
Okay.
So what do you guys want to do with it? Yeah.
So if I could make just one comment,
do.
If you don't mind. Again, you know, I don't see on here the houses.
Yeah, that.
The what?
The
houses, yeah.
We purchased just two lots to do the Bolton Reservoir. They will be sold, and that money goes back into the water fund. Mm. So I don't see that on here, so maybe we can get an answer from Lance when he anticipates that's going to happen and what the funding's likely to be.
So we're not sure about how much we're going to expect. We've just started the process of reaching out to a realtor to see what it would take to get them on the market. One of the houses has a manufactured home on it. So we're looking into what it would take with a manufactured home versus should the city try to get that relocated and sell it as vacant property. One of the parcels, so there's two parcels. One of the parcels, my understanding is also could be partitioned into two lots, and I think we're also evaluating whether it would make sense for the city to go forward with a partition or sell it as one larger lot and to a developer that would likely partition it. So those are kind of some things that we're wrestling with, and we've just started those conversations.
So maybe in the next meeting we'll get some numbers as to what the estimated.
But the goal is to not keep that as city property, mm-hmm. but to sell it off and to be private housing.
Correct.
Within the code of the area.
Right, and then the money comes back into the water fund.
It comes to the water fund. I mean, the city didn't manage to grab it?
Not allowed. You know, they bought them out of the water fund to do the project, and it must go back into the water fund.
Okay. So maybe at some point it'd be nice to look at a balance sheet, you know, so we can see kind of assets that are in the public works department that would show up there, right? So
all assets?
Well, maybe just, you know, certainly that, because that's going to become liquid assets again. Mm-hmm. So that'll actually put money back in the bank. Mm-hmm. Unlike the other things that just wear out.
There's another question I would have is, how does it look for the resources towards repair and replacing the pipe structure, anything that's coming along? It looks like we have quite a substantial amount of money available for this, and it doesn't seem to be disappearing at any great rate, so I guess it looks like we're okay. Is that a good...
So, which line item are you looking at when you say that?
Well, if you look at the resources mm-hmm. up top there, that stays pretty constant. You could see it go up a lot when we were doing the Bolton, and then it settles down into the, it is 6 million to 8 million or so in there and rises. And I'm looking for anything else that would be, okay, capital projects are going to eat anything up that would make that disappear. I don't really see anything.
With the waterline replacements, it'll be interesting to see what happens with, if the bond measure, say, passes, has a strong public works orientation with doing upgrades to Highway 43 and Willamette Falls Drive, which is long stretches of road, if pipe replacement would be a part of that. I'm not sure, but usually I think the methodology has been as we're replacing roads, we're also replacing pipe. So would that mean that there would be kind of maybe a spike here in expense?
Yeah, would they tap this fund to do that? That's a good question. Yeah.
So is that is that materials and services under requirements? Is that the outlay for it, or?
No, for the waterline replacement projects, when we go in before a road project, that's from that waterline replacements line item.
The red box.
In the red box.
First line.
Okay, so it's going to be that first line. Okay, so $728,000. Is that for fiscal
Correct.
Year 17?
Correct.
Okay.
I still want to go back on the debt service new issues. The existing ends up on 2017, and all of a sudden there's new issues on the same service and picks it up in 2018. So what new ones are we talking?
That's what we're going to find out more.
If you look at the FY16 in the debt proceeds, they refinanced $2.795 million. That was the old one and the new one.
Uh-huh.
So if you go up in the resources, that's the new total debt they refinanced in 2016. That you start paying debt service.
Yeah,
in
2017. And that's it. I have a problem here. Because there's nothing in here.
Any other comments or questions that people would like
transferring to in the new issue or not?
Put out so that we can get an answer to it. We can't manage
because
it today.
Because it doesn't say in here.
Now, Lauren may be
because this one it says.
Up to, but we'll see how that finishes out. Any other observations, even, or questions?
Well, I know that the, you know, doing the pipes at the same time as the road saves money from the water fund because you can share the cost.
Yeah, once you open the hole, the other utilities can get in it too.
Right, and they don't have to pay for opening the hole, so because they're doing the road, so it allows money from two funds to come in and pay for something.
water line replacements you have in here in the red cardon. I was going to also say, and I don't have it with me, it's right there. In one of the, I forget the year, we had a list, and I think John can remember that, of all those pipes that they were repaired, serviced, renewed with the liner in there, and etc. Done. And there's a lot of them on that list that is not finished, which I'm thinking from that year to this year. Where are we at?
I think Lars has got a list
and
going.
Are
up
those the new issues?
No, that's not the new issue.
No.
But that's he's got a list of what pipes he wants to replace and when, going out for several years.
And so that, to me, is, of course, it's just like a circle. You replace some, and then all of a sudden, the first one, and then there's maintenance. Then, but at least they were supposed to be replaced, all those Abescos also that in the old Westland City. But where and then the new ones now, they're probably 30 years old, including the...
Chair, the Westland Paper Mill, they were a large user of Westland water, correct?
As far as I know, yeah, they should be.
So is that going to, would that in fact affect our income? Is that going to be, are we going to see...
I don't know how much they use, or you did use. So that will be, well, I'm sure it'll have some kind of impact. I mean, it was like when we got into a conservation, what, 3 or 4 years ago, and the schools stopped watering the fields and the parks stopped watering stuff, and our water revenues went way down. And so how much they use, if they have that much of effluent treatment, which is on our side of the river for both mills, that those are some pretty big lagoons, which means there was water going into them that came out of the water supply. So that it will be stopped. And we'll see what happens. I don't know if you have any,
True, but then you know they're suing the pub
to see what's gonna happen.
People
with
that they were furnishing that.
You mean with
and
the
they
closure?
Can't sell
yeah,
properties for developers or whatever, even to be part of the waterfront of that we're talking about, because if it's in is they're suing the people and there's a lawsuit against somebody until it's done one way or the other. That's going to put us in a big bind.
Well, certainly delay things.
It is the city. And whether consumers or not, I'm not too worried about, because if whatever capacity that they were using and that was their revenue, and when if they could, we could sell, they can sell it immediately as somebody with part of the whole one front immediately, then whatever is built, that capacity they were using is going to be replaced by the other people right there, that they're going to be built, store shops, apartments,
there'll
and all that. It's going to be six of this, half a dozen of the other.
It will take time.
Right, but the stalling, how long is going to drag that lawsuit?
Yeah, I mean, I was in the paper industry for 40 years. I don't think they're going to get very far with that.
That's going to be a loss for us.
It will eventually be a loss. I mean, that mill was, I would go in there as a supplier and they would be shut down for a week, you know, nothing happening. They'd say, well, we don't have any orders. And the kind of paper they made was mostly wrapping paper.
It's going to be a big one.
Polished paper, that sort of thing. So, well, sorry to lose them. I mean, that's a nice revenue. That's our only big industry in the whole
Schmucken here.
Anyway, okay, any further comment or question on this?
So just to address your question about the paper mill impact, we have, as city staff, has met with Portland General Electric. We weren't completely aware, but Portland General Electric did purchase the effluent from the paper mill to use in their cooling towers, and our water system was their backup. Now will be their primary source, so they will become a bulk water user from us.
PGE will.
They
own some property in there.
Well, they own the property.
Yeah,
they own most of the property.
Yeah.
So that will tamper the impacts of.
Yes.
Yeah. The paper mill just leases the land.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that. You know that.
Can I talk about this, Bill? The pipe in here?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's all right.
Let's talk there.
Have some, just got a couple other things that we have.
I want you to be aware of this too, and I'll give this to you.
So, okay.
Just you see done? What I'm yes. saying?
I mean, or if you want to keep
no,
it.
You're fine.
I don't know how many of you got the attention on there, that big pipe that they are building for over 1,000, like a city they're building south of Beaverton. But Tiger Tualatin is doing all this to sell water and all that. So if they were doing that, why did they have to make bigger LOT in here, the pond or whatever, their reservoir, their water works in here? And so, read it. Don't throw it away. Okay? My gut tells me it was going to come handy that we're saving them. It bothers me because, like I said, are we going to, if they're going also, if Tualatin and Lake Oswego, I mean, they go through there. Yeah, I was cutting it out, but there is in the back also. Where do we stand with our guaranteed 2040 tie with Lake Oswego when they are partnered with the people are doing this?
Probably get that we're going to be okay, whether they can.
Well, I won't be around, I'm
like
sure.
But who's supplying the water for this?
They're taking it out from the Willamette River,
which is not where we take ours out.
Yeah, we're safe from that. Good luck to them on the Willamette. Yep. But it's going to be a bigger treatment system. Where will it be located?
I wasn't worried
about it's
going
to be located?
The intake. I'm concerned about politically and technical
treatment plant.
How would it go? Because it's, what I'm saying, it's all connected. Is it going to go back this way, the water supply? Then why did they make that big, enlarge their water plant in Robin Wood over there, if they're having done that?
Well, we'll see. I think that, you know, it'll go forward until it runs into a...
Oh, yeah, they're building it. It's not just proposal.
And they have permits, I suppose. I think if it gets to Willamette water rather than mm-hmm. Southport, that's not going to bother us particularly. And if they're not using our pipes or piping it across West Lynn,
I don't care.
Anyway,
but something.
Let's watch it and see what happens. Kind of keep us impressed.
Does it smell good?
I do want to come back to a couple things that are kind of hanging out there. The stormwater survey. That was a call-in thing that they want to know. How was the water around you? I mean, does it always flood down at my corner of the street or something like that? They want to catch up on all these things. Well, they did it, I thought, with the driest portion of the year. So I was looking and saying, gee, the water was there. Well, it was because the local drainage backed up when it came out. Oh, well, I guess that's not a problem. So I don't know if anybody else even got into it. I guess I'd ask Brenda, is that thing, did it fall on its face, nobody responded, or is it moving forward, or do we know anything?
I don't know. I will find out, though. I will find out for you.
We got the right person here to talk about that.
Yeah.
Catch us up?
Sure. That was part of the surface water and sanitary sewer master plan effort, and the survey has closed. We had about 60 responses. We did a public survey for the public and then one for staff for... where staff gets customer calls all year long for several years, yeah. And where they know flooding happens or there's issues. So our next step is we've kind of looked through all of the survey data, right now we're kind of trying to cluster it in portions of the city to see if we can try to get a little bit more information. And in 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to be actually doing a field visit, a full day. Staff and our consultant are actually going to do site visits to the locations that were identified to try to get more information so that we can identify a list of priority areas that we will model using engineering modeling. Because the system in West Lynn is very complex. There's a lot of different watersheds, and some portions of the city, as you're well aware, isn't piped right now. It just kind of is... ditches some places it just goes into people's yards, and So we're trying to look at all of those different issues and try to find the biggest problems, and then areas like, for example, the Sunset neighborhood where there's not a pipe system. It kind of just goes into neighbors' yards, and then there's these asphalt berms that kind of act like curbs to direct water, about looking at what would a full storm system look like for that neighborhood. And that probably doesn't require any modeling. That's, we can do some simple calculations about what that would require.
Is there a budget for this?
For the master planning effort?
Well, for managing surface water and any sort of buildup of water that can't get away, and this sort of thing you're just talking
about. There?
So we do have a environmental services fund that funds both surface water and sanitary sewer, and that would fund the projects. If it's development related, we do have a surface water SDC that we could charge as well. So the purpose of the master plan is to come up with all of these capital projects that are needs in the city, and then we'll be looking at doing a financial study about how much SDCs we really need to be collecting from the impacts of development versus how much should be funded for these projects from rates.
Do we have any incoming at us regulations from the EPA or something like that that forces us to deal with this, or is this just making the city better? I mean, where are we in terms of required to do this versus something that's good to do, raises real estate values or whatever?
So there's two drivers of the stormwater. One is we should probably properly handle the stormwater so that it doesn't flood people's property and reduce property values. But the second one is we do have a permit from the state, and we're required to actually have a retrofit strategy. So where portions of the city go into a pipe and they go directly to a creek, we actually have to retrofit those areas and have some kind of plan for retrofitting those areas to provide treatment before it goes into the creek. So that's one component of it, is we'll be looking at these areas and looking at where we can put in treatment facilities in addition to where we have capital needs based on flooding.
What
issues.
Kind of treatment facility would this be? We don't go to Tri-Cities for the sewer
right.
kind of stuff.
So it's the stormwater regulations are a little bit behind sewer. You know, sewer used to be a lot of septic tanks out everywhere, and then they decided, nope, we're going to put it all in one pipe and we're going to put it in one treatment facility. And stormwater is kind of in that we're going to have treatment facilities all over the place. So this would be like the ponds you have along Salamo that provide treatment, or even smaller swales like in front of LOT. There's those what we call Green Street swales that are right next to the sidewalk there, which are nice facilities, but they require a little bit more maintenance if you have those all over the city. So that's kind of what the gamut of facilities we'd have around the city.
Okay.
Just interestingly enough, there's a volunteer group, Mary SCM, and their approach is similar with how they're treating water that's coming off the pavement. They've built kind of little retention area swales, and they've measured the temperature of the water from Turkey Creek going into the Laman after they made the changes, and they noticed the drop, and why that's important. Cooler water is better for fish habitat. So it's interesting, there's little things that we can do.
But basically this water is sort of managed and then it soaks into the surrounding. So if it's full of motor oil from a parking lot or something like that, we're not treating it?
There are certain portions of the area that of the city that we don't. It just goes directly to a pipe, directly to a stream. Yeah. If it goes into one of these facilities, the hydrocarbons are treated. A lot of those absorb to soil particles, so they stay in the facility itself. So we're still learning a lot about these treatment facilities as well.
That's a good
How
point.
How many do we have altogether right now?
A lot.
I like the little number, though.
Okay, please. I can get you that number.
Yeah.
Is there a map? That we know about this because it's
the
something
map,
of a sensitive issue. If somebody says, well, my backyard is always getting full of water when it rains, well, this is a place where the city is capable of dealing with that if they know about it.
And have a map also, like
That's a good suggestion.
That was my question. Is just, is there a map of?
I believe we do have it in our map optics system. I can look into see if we
have an updated one. Yeah. Because since then, a lot of it happened. I also would like to know where they are. The not just the you said the pond, I said the pond, the stormwater, but those also that they
which
go
one's
between
Creek?
One stormwater to the other. Like we have
it, actually,
on here, like we have no marker road,
sure
not
is.
Just the one that is just around
exactly
fence. There's
so,
a lot of one,
you know,
one
yeah,
that is
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we'll have
there's
all
a bridge. There's a bridge.
Okay.
Down.
Can I clarify
down.
On this?
Yes.
Is that Turkey Creek?
Okay, so
let's
I,
have one conversation, please.
Yeah, sorry. I read this through. It's not. It does not impact us at all. This is Tualatin Valley, and it's going to feed areas in Washington County. So it's going to come out of the Willamette by Wilsonville, and then the pipe will go across to that side. We're Tigard and LOT, so not Tualatin. We don't have anything to do with Tualatin. So it's all going over, it's from the Willamette, it's all going over to future developments in Washington County.
But the Tiger, before they were with LOT partnership,
no.
Didn't they had a connection or...
no, this is with, Tualatin.
With Tualatin?
No. Tiger got their water from Portland.
Oh, from Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they get it from LOT. So this doesn't depend.
Yeah. But Wilsonville gets their water from the Willamette.
I'm going to say
right,
that.
And that's connected
that's,
with it.
Yeah, right.
It's all the new development up there in Washington County that's
yeah.
going to feed.
So we'll look over the fence and see what they're doing, but that's about it.
The same. Okay, we got the track.
Is that part of the metro when they open up some thing over there?
No, this is Washington County. So.
So
capital projects, I'm sorry, you have finished.
So just one little thing. So since we're collecting data and getting input and coming up with potential projects, I'm guessing that there's going to be some conversation about our current rate for stormwater and whether or not to increase it to fund these projects. Is that kind of the idea with at City Hall at the moment? Or
I don't think we've gotten that far. So once we have a work product of a list of projects and a list of problem areas, we'll bring our consultant in and present that to you guys, both for surface water and sanitary. Both of them will have project lists. Each of them have different needs. The sanitary is a little bit more straightforward to look at, but then we'll come and discuss those projects with you.
Okay, great. And just one thought now
yeah.
with the chair. Since our purview is water, this would be kind of... Right, and so... it would be nice maybe to get some clarity from City Council if this is something they'd like us to take a look at in addition.
Well, if it would affect rates, that it you know works into what we're supposed to be doing is to see if it's time to raise rates or you know maybe include rates. I'm not trying to set anything up, but just that sewers are over here and they're charged in, and then we just deal with the water. Traditionally, but if we got everything in there, then I think we have a more balanced approach. But I would presume there would be wastewater and runoff water and so forth. We get a paper like this that would talk about what the projects are, and it doesn't have.
It should.
And I'd just assume it wasn't combined because then I'd really be confused.
It should.
But you know, if you guys develop a spreadsheet. I guess we'd like to look it over and just see how it's going and see if we're required to be involved or should be involved or aren't involved.
I can talk to Lauren about that.
Yeah, great.
I would suggest that if we're going to be doing some goal setting at some point this year, that maybe we, that is part of our conversation as
yeah.
a board. Is this something that we'd like to do going forward? So.
Any other, well, one other thing I want to do, we've got reports due December 15th and apologize for me. I wrote a draft for the 16 and turned it in. It sort of disappeared into the great mechanism of the city, and I was expecting it to get back with red pen all over it or something like that. But it seemed to slide through the slot and disappear. And Alice didn't get a copy, which was my fault not to make sure you did get one. So I'm going to start the process again. I don't mind writing it. The only thing I wanted to do tonight was what projects and accomplishments and goals should we have on this thing and for the next year. I will try to get it out by email and paper mail my draft. So I want to send it to the city, but I have to have it in by the 15th. So if you don't get your feedback to me in that kind of time frame, well, then it'll go forward anyway. So that said, if you look over 2016, which is around here someplace, you'd have a copy of it. You can see what we put on and what we didn't get done and what we did get done. But I think there's some things we should go through quickly, like we had tours of the South Branch Water Treatment Facility. There were some other things that people did, so we should make sure those get in is what we did. And anyway, I throw the floor open. If you got anything or you're going to get something, call me, get me a message, and I'll put it all together in the next week or so and see if I can't get a draft out.
One thing I will promise you, we are meeting earlier for the retreat this time. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, I think, January 12th, and I will make sure that your goals are approved this time early in the year.
Well, that's true. We had a little question mark of, well, where are we? We're kind of way out to not knowing. So I think we can get this back on the rails and get some feedback from the council saying, well, you guys don't need to do that, or mm-hmm. yes, take this on and make it a high priority. Good. That's what we would like to have.
And I will make sure that gets done.
Great. So if I can step in just for a second.
Sure.
In your information you got tonight, one should be the 2016.
Yes.
Sure indicated. And then staff, Morgan Coffey, attempted to provide some ideas of what you guys might want to do for 2017. This is by no means you're married to it or anything. This was just some thoughts that she threw together based on last year's work to start your business flowing with
that.
So you guys can look at that and then get back to your chair, as he indicated.
What should we decide now if we want to continue on the same day of the mounds for the 2018?
I'm
okay with anybody, whatever they want to do.
18 days. She's saying she want to continue the same meeting.
See, we changed it last time.
Yeah, well, I was not here in October, and then I got shifted, so that's fine. I did want to make sure we got this one to launch this project right now, getting our report in.
Because it's stated.
So your question is, shall we meet again, like on December, something like that, or not?
Well, we decided to meet, what was it, every other month or every 3 months?
Every other month.
Every other month. So
okay.
This is kind of an insert month because we missed last month.
So I'm saying we didn't really meet that many times throughout the year because there was cancellation and there was we couldn't do it and so forth and so on, which I'm not discussing the why it happened that way.
Yeah.
But are we going to have the same format?
Well, do you want to propose a resolution?
Well, no, I'm just want to bring it up so that we don't say something after it wasn't discussed, because it is on the 2017 proposal list.
Yeah.
So that means they want us to revise all that.
Well,
I am good.
Well, I think, you know, next year we're going to have a little bit more on our plate with the addition of the stormwater. So maybe it makes sense to have an additional meeting or two.
Yes, I'm saying sometimes, or should we say, or needed instead of saying every other month.
I'm not sure about the question of frequency of meetings. One thing that I would like to suggest to the group is maybe at some point next year we do a little bit of kind of a peer review. Maybe look at some other municipalities in Oregon and look at how they structured their rates of water, just to see if there's some, best practices or some things that maybe can help in our deliberations.
Okay. Let's see what would be interesting.
Some of us also have other meetings to go to.
We do.
Well, let's hold it, first of all, get this draft out. I can see a path that goes either way. We could say, yeah, we still want to have a meeting in December, or we could say, no, we'll deal with this by emails or phone calls, report that we have to get out. And then start the new year with a January meeting. Now, if that conflicts with any decisions made with
the
City Council, would it make much difference?
It's 6, 7 o'clock.
But it's not a date.
I'm okay with that. If you're going to send out like a preliminary draft, and then we can send in and give you input or whatever,
yeah.
And And if it looks like, oh, we can't do it, then we'll have a meeting. But I would prefer doing it that way. And then meet in January.
December gets awfully busy, so.
Right.
If it's all right, well, make I need a motion. But what we'll do is, in the next week, I'll look for input from anybody. And if you have it tonight, even better. And then I'll try to cobble something together, get it out to everybody. And then we'll, if we can get agreement and add and subtract, then we'll give it off to the council.
One of the things regarding that stormwater and the stormwater issue, the city council has to sort of give us approval of it, doesn't it? Or do we already have that?
We already have that.
So,
we already did.
Not for the stormwater, I don't think.
Yeah.
I can pull out some minutes that we worked before with Ray Kinley. When he was, and then the other guy.
So anyway, so that I just want to know if that's in there or not.
I think I could word it saying, you know, should we be taking a more active role in the goals and whatever is for 2018?
Okay.
And sort of leave it kind of open ending, you know, waiting for.
I'm interested in that.
Long the modeling and all that stuff is going to take? It's probably a year long project at least before you can have the modeling, the financial projections.
The financial projections will come once the master plan's all done. There will be some
when
preliminary
is master
costs.
Plan getting done?
It's probably at least a year away.
Okay, yeah. So,
yeah.
So
we
it's,
have any of that
you have some time
year.
To
yeah.
get some
so.
Direction from council. That's what you need.
Okay.
You know, as far as just a thought, as far as stormwater is concerned, I know there is a lot of concern about leaky pipes, and in the area, some areas have got worse problems than we have that go then end up going into the sewage treatment plant. We're getting, especially in high rain times. And I guess it's good to look at ours. I'm hearing from them, well, your pipes are leaky. Well, I think we keep good maintenance on our pipes. So it would be good to get some feedback on how leaky are our pipes and are we dealing with that issue? Because I know it's a big issue right now all around.
It's back again to the list that what's being done, what has not done.
Well, it's comparing, when I hear Gladstone's in terrible shape. I mean, we know that. Terrible. Gladstone's in terrible shape, and that all goes into Tri-City. Oregon City deferred maintenance, I know, for quite some time, and I think they're having a problem. So looking at what comes from Tri-City, it would be interesting, I think, for this group to look at what's coming from Westland. Is it acceptable? Do we need to do some work?
So there's a couple of things. You kind of blend in two systems. One, our stormwater system is completely separate from our sanitary, which is different from the city of Portland that has some combined. So, and then for construction of stormwater pipes, we actually don't prevent them from being leaky.
Well, you're lining a lot of them to prevent.
In the sanitary sewer, correct. In the sanitary sewer, the way we construct it is to make sure that it's not leaking, at least.
Out.
Yeah.
Out.
Out.
That's what
I'm. But you are getting leaking in, so they do
correct.
See. Yeah.
So
and that's
it goes
what
into
I'm
the sewer
at.
Thing.
Correct. So for the sewer, we've had 7 years where we've lined sewer main. I think we'll probably start
it's processed in that thing by the Willamette, the big...
The treatment plant.
Yeah, before it even goes to the Tri-City. I mean, through the... across the street to west.
We don't treat it at all. The sewer goes...
Oh, it goes directly.
To... We have pump stations that will pump it up elevations, and then it will go gravity, and then it pumps up and goes gravity. All treatment is done
out of
west.
That thing down there by the river.
There's a pump station by the river.
Just one.
So we have,
and they also release some of the byproduct down by the river in Westland because of temperature control. So they release some up by the Tri-City plant, and some of it gets piped up here and is released into the Willamette up here. And it's all about temperature control.
I know Greg said
that's stuff that's been
it doesn't
treated,
been
treated.
That's
sanitary.
Yeah.
That's
but there is some
treated.
Enough. Preliminary treatment or whatever before, and we're the only one that have it. The other ones don't have. Gladstone doesn't have it. Oregon City doesn't have it. It goes directly there.
There's a way that I'm sure you have at least estimates on it, but you know that you pumped in 20 million gallons, and the users had 19 million gallons. So 1 million gallons got out, got loose somewhere in the supply system, and usually they can find that and keep it pretty tight. So I don't know where we rank as West Lynn in what we get out of South Fork and what we use or goes into the ground or whatever, but you know, once you're paying for it, you can do a balance and see if we're losing half of our water to leakage out of our supply pipes. Then
we're paying for it.
We want to know about it.
That's
but
a,
if
that's
it's
a,
5%,
that's a little different issue. What is an issue here is that there's questions coming back about, you know, these stormwater events and how much leaks into the sewer. Yeah. So then they get overwhelmed and they can't handle it. And so it certainly would give me some, you know, some work going back to them and saying, don't be looking at Westland here, you know, go fix somewhere else. If, you know, as long as we're in good shape, it's a good thing to monitor. And is it INI or INR?
INI. Inflow and infiltration.
Yeah, it's the INI we're looking at. And there's big conversation going on back and forth about the INI.
Right, so typically, I can't recall, at West, they treat 10 million gallons a day in dry weather flow. When it rains, it can go up to like 50 million gallons a day.
So we can control where they rain.
And that's treating clean water.
They're just treating the storm water that gets in our pipes somehow. From leaky pipes someplace in the system.
See, now I know we're staying on top of it, so it will be helpful to know how well we're staying on top of it compared to the other cities where we know that they're not staying on top of it. And then when they come with the argument about costs and rates and various other things.
We're always good for that.
Mm-hmm. Be good to know. Okay, anything other business? New ideas, old ideas?
Maybe another idea for next year.
So are we going to meet in December?
No. Unless we have a vote here that says we're going to vote.
So I'd kind of like to figure out a way to scale the tours and activities that we participate in and make those available to the community of Westland so they can learn a little bit more about our infrastructure. And I believe in the administrative part of the budget, City Hall, they have, in the community engagement component, they have money for putting together videos. And it might be fun to do kind of like a quick tour of some of our facilities and put that out to the public so they can get an idea of, A, how well maintained that, you know, the building that we went to that was built in the 50s. I think that would be a really great opportunity for folks to see we are taking care of our assets. We're using this money wisely. But also, at some point, we may have to deviate from this and we may have to ask for money. And I would just like to prime the pump, so to speak, just to let folks know that we're taking care of our assets, but at some point that may change, and we're going to enter into this kind of the next couple years where there's going to be, you know, potentially renewal of the city bond, which won't adjust rates, but it'll bring that topic to mind that, yes, we are paying money for this. The other thing is the school board is probably going to be going for another bond, so there's going to be big financial asks of the community. And hopefully we won't have a hot, dry, or a wet summer that puts us into a plan where we're scrambling. But if we can do some kind of education up front now when things are good, maybe that'll make it easier when we have to be.
This is what I was saying about the list, or it have like a matrix with a lot of branches, a category to do to achieve that, and what it is. Included into the budget, what it is. This is exactly what you're saying, and this is what I'm talking about. So we know where we are at, what needs to be done, what is the capital improvements done so far, and what it needs again. And then you have some sort of a matrix that can also go with some articles written by us all together into the newspaper that will also inform the residents that is your taxpayer at work or something like that. But don't say that. They don't like the word tax around
just
here.
Just as a sidebar.
Yeah.
But
it needs to be because people are advanced in their education. They like to know what's happening and what's going to be happening in their street. Has there been in?
What I wanted to express is that, I've got grandkids and they live in West Lynn, and their mother's very active. And so she said, well, did you guys ever have a tour of stuff? And I said, oh yeah, we go to the South Park. Well, she said, can we take a bunch of 10-year-olds over there? Yeah, sure. So we set that up, and the kids were really quite interested. You know, they weren't running around poking each other. They were looking at, mm-hmm. well, who controls that pump? And he says, well, that's up the hill. And if said, well, how do they know it's on? Or, you know, I thought that was great. So they were looking at that sort of thing. Point is that schools will probably like to do that kind of thing, and
they do it.
Our facility managers seem to be open to that. We have Matt Katz, I think his name is, who works with the water supply system, and I think he was a little bit overwhelmed by the kids and their good questions, and then he got his sort of arm around it, and he was having fun too, talking to the kids about what they do and what can go wrong. They were fascinated. They had a spill, I guess, at the South Fork, and they had. The guy had pictures on his cell phone of the basement full of water. I thought, I hadn't heard about this. But they were, you know, why did that go wrong? What happened that they had this leakage? So anyway, long story short, there's a pathway there to get it out in the community. If your kids come home and say, hey, we really saw this place where our water comes from.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway. Sorry to kill a
guy. Is there, what about liability?
No, no,
what about
liability?
The school
takes kids to sometimes ask the right questions.
Yeah. Well, you know, the fun thing about that idea is there's been chat in the community about City Hall and the school district collaborating and working together. Mm-hmm. And this would be potentially a project that Public Works and the school district could work on that's kind of education focused. And I don't know.
And I think we have facilities. The kids see, like, the golf ball, Rosemont. Mm-hmm. Big tower, water tower, and it has all these things on top of it. One of my grandsons was saying, what's all that stuff up there? And I said, it's a huge
antennas?
Variety. It's antennas for microwave phones and sending radio waves around and all this sort
it's
of
revenues.
Thing.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
called revenue.
I said, they pay for rent for that thing. To
yeah, it's
there.
Revenue.
So that was, okay.
Have they seen the ones on up at
the
Cascade Shopping Centre?
It's got to be good in revenue.
We also have
it's got to be worthwhile.
Up on top of the buildings, if you have a look. But that's another rental area.
And who carries the liability?
So any further business, old or new? Okay.
Well, can I just...
Sure.
You were saying, I mean, you were basically talking about educating the public for the future, basically, if we have to get bonds. And I'm looking here at the over-under on the sheet here. It says FY21, that there's going to be a deficit of 20,000, it looks like. So, but it looks like all the other years are pretty much positive, so, at least at this time, so. But I don't think it would hurt to have some kind of an educational component or something, you know, that would prepare people down the road. You know, we have to do it. So anyway, I just wanted to chime in on that. So.
Some explanation of the whys that sort of are confusing, or we don't know. There's probably a good reason for it. We just
I think it was PERS or something.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah,
I think that's what I can't remember the CPA's name, but anyway.
Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren, right. I think she said that was PERS or that time. Hmm. Anyway, that's all.
Good. Anything else? Not too bad. Remarks for the good of the order? I could entertain a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Second. All opposed? Good. We're done.
For the record, he seconded it. Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Covered a lot of ground. We've got some things to